Okay, we are picking up the halachas of a siyum mesachta. So, in the Rishonim, it's already brought down that if you have a sudas mitzvah, and the examples are brought down, like a bris milah, pidyon haben, or siyum mesachta, Agav, that's one of the rayas that a bris milah, Rav Moshe quotes this, that you could have meat, that's how far we go, that you should be having meat at a sudas bris milah. But that's an Agav point, pidyon haben, and a siyum mesachta, you can have meat and wine. So, there are different minhagim quoted about this. And this year it actually comes out of Kula, but many years I don't think people are so careful with the Shita of the Ramah. The Rishonim bring down that from Rosh Chodesh, when it's really only 9 days, that we can be more Mekelan, and you can invite whoever you want. However, from Shavuot Shechalbo, it's brought down in many Rishonim that you should only really be having only 10 people and not more, and only people that you're really close with. So the Ramah actually paskins the Siman Tov Kofnan Aleph Sif Yud. He says, Sudas Mitzvah Kegon Mila Pidin Aben, Sima Sechta, Sudas Ersin, Ochlim Basar Vishosian, Kol Ashayachim Lasuda, Vayesh Lams, Yesh Lassamtim Shalom, Lahosif. So he says that anyone who's shaykh to the Suda, you shouldn't really have such a grandiose party, but anyone who's shaykh to the Suda, you know the people, that if you're friends with them and you're close with them, that is going to be permissible. So, even if you're a shul, you're close with them, that would be the shita of the Ramah, and it's brought down that this would only be up until Shavuot Shechalbo, but Shavuot Shechalbo we're going to be more machmir on that. So the Achronim bring down that if it's no Shavuot Shechalbo, though, you can invite whoever you want. The Magen Avraham writes that if there is no Shavuot Shechalbo, if it's not Shavuot Shechalbo, then you can invite whoever you want. So in a year like this year, which we pointed out, really, Magen Avraham already pointed this out, that really, since Tisha B'Av really falls out on Sunday, so there is no Shavuot Shechalbo, so this year you'd be allowed to invite whoever you wanted, again, as long as they're shaykh to the Seudah. So places that you've seen, I don't know if actually it's true, I've never actually been to it, and I think it's very terrible. If it is such a thing, that they'll have, like, on the hour, some random guy making a siyum in a restaurant so everybody could go eat. That's defeating the whole purpose. If a person happens to finish a mesechta and wants to invite friends and have a barbecue, that's very nice. And even, I'll go even further, there are those who say that you shouldn't specifically speed up or slow down your learning in terms of making a siyum. That's brought that already in Achronim. But I would say that if a person wasn't going to be learning otherwise, I happen to be very into siyums because it's my own personal thing, is that you have a lot of people who, bechlala, they wouldn't be making it, they don't make a siyum bechlala almost the rest of the year, and they're definitely doing the 9 days. Okay, we told shalom lishma v'lishma. It's not necessarily the best reason. We want them to be misab a little bit more in Yerushalayim, but if that's going to lead to more Torah learning, that's a beautiful thing. So I think that's my ha'ara. Again, I'm not a bar hachi to start arguing on big gedolim, but I do think that in what I've seen in a lot of our communities, it is very nice that a person comes along and makes a siyum. It also is brought down, though, that you should really, if a person doesn't have meat during the year, all of a sudden only this siyum, and he makes a lot of siyums, he never celebrates it. So that is a shayla, where there's a lot of really have meat for this one. There are those who are making them, of course, Chaim quotes that, like, but the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on that. So you really should try to do this also. Try to at least a chicken or meat, a big suda, something, at least a little bit of a suda during the year when you make a siyum, not just during the 9 days. And then during the 9 days also, you'll be allowed to continue that practice and have meat. Again, there are criteria for going slower, going faster, better not to. But again, if that's going to lead to more Torah learning, then I think for sure that's something that a person can be make on. And invite his friends and celebrate the siyum. Again, it was a big thing. Abaye used to make, Abaye was the Gadol Dor. So imagine, like, Reb Chaim Gadeski making a party for all of, like, the people who are, like, finishing a mesechta. It's a fascinating thing when you think about it. These were the Gadol Dor. Yet they wanted this encouragement and this idea of the simcha of a mitzvah, sudas mitzvah. So I'm not as opposed to as other people are. I think that a person who's going to be learning more Torah because of it, then Ashrecha. But there are those who are definitely cholek on me, so you can ask your Rav about that. Now, with regards to camp, summer camp, so that's all shayla is. Like, am I shayach to the guy who's like 3 years older than me? I don't really know him at all. So maybe I'm not shayach at all to the siyum. So Rav Moshe was famously making on the shayas. He says that even with the yeshiva also, you're like, I have two, three years older than you. In the yeshiva, you don't really know him, or in a camp. So since you're all eating together, you can be makel. And I think he's also more makel in general to make the siyum, because it's very hard for camps to, you know, have dairy the entire week. So to have at least like one dinner night of a siyum, that Rav Moshe was famous for being makel about that. Others are disagree, but seems to be a lot of camps do rely on the shita of Rav Moshe. Okay, so now I want to just end off with the halachas of the 9 days with the idea of not buying anything new. So really, the Ramah adds, based on the Mechaber, then the Shulchan Aruch said, it's asr to mesake begadim chadashim from Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramah adds, hu adin that it's asr liknos something. You're also not supposed to be, even if you're not planning on wearing it now, to buy new clothing is an act of simcha. That's something that you should not be doing. So that is something which, again, that's what we say during the 3 weeks, that you're allowed to buy new clothing if it doesn't give you simcha that you would say shachiyadu. Whereas during the 9 days, really anything that's going to be chashuv, even if you wouldn't necessarily be saying a shachiyadu on it, that should be avoided during the 9 days. There are some heterim that a post can bring down, and others, that it's of a major sale, that you wouldn't be able to buy this item after, so it's going to go off the sale, so that's a chash of, and you need that item, so then it's a, if you just, Tosefas, that you just really like the shirt, and it's not necessarily something you need, I don't know if that would necessarily what Rav Yashu was talking about, but you don't have a winter coat, let's say, it's already the end of the summer, so you're already preparing to get a winter coat, and now there's this winter coat, because it's the summer still, is 50% off, and you're not going to have it after, so that was Rav Yashu was talking about, where you can be makel, because there's no opportunity to buy it afterwards. And that would be a potential heter for during the 9 days. And it's not just with regards to clothing, but really anything which is considered chashuv, a person should be avoid buying those things. So that's going to be included as even, post can bring down, is even buying electronic things that are going to be, you know, like these very, whatever it might be, like a new sofa, a new computer or something like that, which gives a person simcha, that's something which should be avoided during the 9 days as well. However, things that are tzorach mitzvah, so like tefillin, that is something which is allowed to be purchased, that is going to be brought down the achronim, it can be makel on tefillin. With regards to a talis, though, that is a little bit more of a shayla, the talis gadol, which is begat chashu se shachianu, that really should be avoided even during the 3 weeks. As opposed to a talis katan, there are those who say Rav Moshe was makel to allow you to buy a talis katan. And if you already had a talis, you just didn't tie it on, so that even more, you have the Betzel Chacham, Betzel Stern, he's being makel to tie them during the 9 days even. That's another aspect that can be makel. However, this idea about the talis is really only when you have another talis. If your talis, if it got cut off or you lost it, you don't even have a talis. So that's a shayla. If you're allowed to be mekil, because maybe you could borrow someone else's, or would you be allowed to have your own, borrow someone else's, and then they have mind to give a kona to you, right? You have to own your talis. So that would be a shayla in the achronim. And with regards to buying sfarim, that also is considered a torah mitzvah. Halicha shomer shlomo zalman is quoted that you can do it during the 9 days. First of all, it's not like a major simcha. It's not like something which it should do. It'll get you excited about it. But it's torah mitzvah. That's the main thing. So that's the shayla. If you're buying like a chasen shas, that's not necessarily so pasha, or someone's allowed to say makel, because you definitely have a great simcha about it, because his whole idea is that on simcha yaseira, so that does maybe cause you a simcha yaseira, or at least should. You get a whole chasen shas, so maybe that's something which should be avoided during the 9 days. And things which are not like major things, like you need like an extra sponge or things like that, things are l'tzorach habayis, that the Truma Sadesh already says that his example was like little plates that you need, basic plates, that is going to be mutter to purchase if you need them. So that's going to be another heter for these times. Okay, I think with that we've finished up the halachas. Obviously there's more, but in terms of the halachas for now that we're getting into, those are the halachas of the 9 days. And as Hashem, we're going to already start the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av, which is going to be Shabbos this year. So there are a few things about learning, let's say, that might actually be included already from this coming Shabbos. But as Hashem, we'll get into these inyanim, Mirtz Hashem, in the next daily halacha.